Somewhere along the line, I began to realize that that's what buildings do, I think. That we are respond or we don't respond, but we're influenced more or less by what the building tells us, how it gestures about itself and about the spaces that we're entering or going into. And I spent a lot of time with students, and over the years teaching, I didn't always teach at the last levels of design, but a lot of times they wanted me to teach basic design and beginners. And I started to think about, especially with beginners, getting them to have an idea of what forms mean, that they're open or closed, they're inviting, or they're standoffish. And I used to have students, one project I gave them was to maximize spatial experience. Do something that maximizes this experience that you're going to have between these things. I gave them usually a toilet paper roll thing. Had to be a nice cylinder, a tall stick, a boxy shape or two, maybe a couple more. A freer form, and say, okay, take these forms, two exercises. The first one, you're going to try to maximize spatial experience. Just imagine you're going to walk in among these things. And then the second time, we're going to try to minimize spatial experience. Just do the dumbest, most boring, ordinary, uninspired thing you can, and they go, what? But it was fun, and I think we all learned something from this.